नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट नंबर 34। एतद्धि आतुरचित्तानां
मात्रास्पर्शच्छायामुहुः
भवसिन्धुप्लवो दृष्टो हरिचर्याणुवर्णनम्
आतुरचित्तानां
मात्रा स्पर्शेच्छयामुहुः भवसिन्धुप्लवो दृष्टो
हरिचर्यानुवर्णनम्
एतत् दिस् सर्टेनली आतुरचित्तानां ऑफ दोज हुज माइंड्स आर ऑलवेज फुल ऑफ केयर्स एंड एंग्जाइटीज मात्रा ऑब्जेक्ट्स ऑफ सेंस एंजॉयमेंट स्पर्श सेंसेस इच्छया बाय डिजायर्स मुहु ऑलवेज भवसिंधु द ओशियन ऑफ नेसाइंस प्लवः बोट दृष्टः एक्सपीरियंस्ड हरिचर्या एक्टिविटीज ऑफ हरि द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड अनुवर्णनम कॉन्स्टेंट रिसाइटेशन ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद इट इज पर्सनली एक्सपीरियंस बाय मी दैट दोज हु आर ऑलवेज फुल ऑफ केयर्स एंड एंग्जाइटीज ड्यू टू डिजायरिंग कॉन्टेक्ट ऑफ द सेंसेस विद देयर ऑब्जेक्ट्स कैन क्रॉस द ओशियन ऑफ नेसाइंस ऑन ए मोस्ट सुटेबल बोट the constant chanting of the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead. Please repeat. It is personally experienced
by me
that those who are always full of cares and anxieties due to desiring contact of the senses with their objects and cross the ocean of nescience on a most suitable boat the constant chanting of the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead purport. The symptom of living being is that he cannot remain silent even for some time. He must be doing something, thinking of something or talking about something. Generally, the materialistic men think and discuss about subjects which satisfy their senses. But as these things are exercised under the influence of the external illusory energy, such sensual activities do not actually give them any satisfaction. On the contrary, they become full with cares and anxieties. This is called Maya, or what is not. That which cannot give them satisfaction is accepted as an object for satisfaction. So Narada Muni, by his personal experience, says that satisfaction for such frustrated beings engaged in sense gratification is to chant always the activities of the Lord. The point is that the subject matter only should be changed. No one can check the thinking activities of a living being, nor the feeling, willing or working processes. But if one wants actual happiness, one must change the subject matter only. Instead of talking of the politics of a dying man, one might discuss the politics administered by the Lord Himself. Instead of relishing activities of the cinema artist, one can turn his attention to the activities of the Lord and His eternal associates like the gopis and lakshmis. The Almighty Personality of Godhead, by His causeless mercy, descends on the earth and manifests activities almost on the line of the worldly men, but at the same time extraordinarily, because He is Almighty. He does so for the benefit of all conditioned souls, so that they can turn their attention to transcendence. By doing so, the conditioned soul will gradually be promoted to the transcendental position and easily cross the ocean of nescience, the source of all miseries. This is stated from personal experience by such an authority as Sri Narada Muni, and we can have the same experience also if we begin to follow in the footsteps of the great sage, the dearmost devotee of the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jay Pataka Swamin Iti Namine. Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Etadhi Atura Chittanam मात्रा स्पर्शे छया मुहु भवसिंधु प्लवो दृष्टो हरिचर्यानु वर्णनम. It is personally experienced by me that those who are always full of cares and anxieties due to desiring contact of the senses with their objects can cross the ocean of nescience on a most suitable boat, the constant chanting of the transcendental activities of the Personality of God. This is another wonderful verse in continuation of the previous verse where Narada was talking about chanting. Yesterday we read that he says, the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, whose glories and activities are pleasing to hear, at once appears on the seat of my heart as if called for, as soon as I begin to chant His holy activity. So now here Narada is giving us further evidence and also instruction. First of all, we have to accept that we are all suffering. We are all suffering. In what sense? We are full of anxiety and full of cares and anxiety. Atura chittana, atura, anxiety. We want to know what is going to happen about everything. Oh, will I get my job? Will I get my salary? Will I pass? Will my children be all right? One after the other. Will my boss be not so rude with me today? If I am doing business, will customers come? Anxiety and anxiety and anxiety all the time. Why? Because as Narada says, we are in touch with the sense objects. The moment you see something, then the next thing is we want that. And when we want that, we work for that. And we work for that, sometimes we get it, sometimes we don't get it. If we get it, there is a problem. If we don't get it, there is a problem. I gave this example sometime back that, you know, when you want to buy a car, then you somehow work for it, take a loan, this deal, that deal, this APR, that APR, and then somehow or the other you get it, and then you become very happy. And when you go to the gas station, you become unhappy again. Sometimes you become happy now, here. Oh, it has come down by 2 cents. So very happy. Oh, gas prices are coming down. And then again, because there's no guarantee that everything will remain like that, you know, that's the point. It's all so temporary. And this whole material world is compared to a ocean. Bhava Sagara. Here it says Bhava Sindhu. Sindhu Sagara it says. So instead of Bhava Sindhu, if we take to Bhakti Rasamrata Sindhu, that's also an ocean. What kind of ocean? Ocean of nectar, rasa, amrata. Amrata is nectar, rasa, juice. Full of nectarian bliss. And, okay, we are still in this sagara, so we have to see, you are in the middle of an ocean, so now you have to cross the ocean. So what do you do? So here he says, Narada says, plava drishto, plava, take a boat. And in the translation, Prabhupada says, suitable boat, not some boat. Because if the boat is there and it's no good, you may be in more trouble, you know. So you take a suitable boat, which will take you through, make you cross this ocean. And that boat is what he says? Haricharya Anuvarnanam. Haricharya. He said Dinacharya. Dinacharya means daily activities. So charya is activity. Haricharya, the activities of the Lord Hari. And what you do? Anuvarnanam. Constant recitation. Varnan means recitation. Varnan means description. Constant. How do you do that? So, in the wonderful purport, Srila Prabhupada gives the formula and the solution. How do you do that? He says, all you have to do is change. Change what? What that is changing? So, he says, you just change what? The consciousness, the subject matter. He says subject matter. Subject matter can be changed only when your conscious changes. Consciousness changes. And he gives some examples. He says, instead of discussing about a dying man, you know, what is a dying man? Everybody is a dying man. Right? The moment we are born, now we are a dying man. That means we have to die. So he says, instead of discussing about a dying man, you discuss about a person who never dies. You discuss a person who is there forever. And then what will happen is, he says, your whole consciousness will change. That's exactly, you know, like we, just to give an example, I mean, I'm not saying that we are doing it a great thing right now, but at least when people come, let's say we have a business also, you know, temple as a business, we are giving prasadam and, you know, some clothing, etc. But when people come there, do we talk only business? If we talk only business, then we should not do that business. But if you are talking Harikatha also, you know, you are telling them about the temple, inviting them, talking to them, you know, making them aware that, hey, this is something different. Sometimes we tell them about prasadam, you know, and they appreciate. I have not come across anybody who is saying, oh my God, prasadam, this is sinful, oh, this is no good. Some people don't understand what is prasadam, so you have to make them understand. But the thing is that we take advantage of whatever we have, whatever situation we are in. Doesn't matter what we are doing. Like this classic example of And then of course you should have a desire. When you are desired to serve Krishna, even if you are in an unfavorable situation, Krishna will make it favorable. Like this lady in Bangalore, you know, she came to the Guru Maharaj and said, Guru Maharaj, I have taken this vow now, I am initiated, but you know what, I am in trouble. So he said, what? He said, before I became a devotee, I got trained in tasting tea. You know, like, she can sip a tea and tell you the taste, what great it is. So she got a job of a tea taster in a company. They give her, her whole day she has to do only that, you know. Sip a thing, spit it and then say, okay, this is grade A, grade B, whatever, you know. And she says, I don't drink it. But I do put it in mouth, you know, and then I spit it out. But because that's the job. What I'm supposed to do. And she says, I don't like it. But I have to take care of my children. My husband doesn't have so much of money. So what do you do, Guru Maharaj? He said, you can imagine the situation. Guru Maharaj says, so you don't drink it. He says, no, absolutely not. I don't allow it to go in the throat, even just in the mouth, and I just spit it out. So Guru Maharaj says, okay, I can understand. So you keep doing that, but at the same time, you keep praying also. Keep praying to Krishna that I don't want to do this. Give me something where I don't have to compromise like this. And within a month or two, I don't remember exactly, I think it is just a very reasonable time. She came happily and she says, Guru Maharaj, you know, like next visit of Guru Maharaj. She says, I got a job. I don't have to do this anymore. So Krishna fulfills your desire. He'll first see whether you sincerely want it or you just, you know, trying to get away from some situation. So like that, you know, you can see so many. Like, I mean, sometimes it happens, just Krishna gives a little, you know. Like this lady who comes, Nicole. And last week she came and she said, pray for me. I said, what happened? I failed some test by one mark. I said, did you pray to Krishna before you went for the exam? And she said, I prayed, but not to Krishna, I don't know. I just prayed to myself. So I said, please pray for me. I got to appear again. I said, okay. I will pray, but more than my praying, you have to pray. And yesterday she came and said, first thing she says is, Prabhuji, I passed. So I said, so see, Krishna helped you. Sometimes, as I said, but it's not necessary. It's not necessary that there will be a favorable situation. Sometimes it may not happen. That doesn't mean that now Krishna is not there. It means that your karma is so bad that even Krishna is hesitating. Krishna is hesitating whether I should support or not. Or he is testing you, he wants to again, you know, find out whether you are sincere or not. If you take in that sense, then we can progress. Otherwise, you know, we can get blocked every now and then. It's so easy to get blocked. So wonderful verse again. And just take the boat and stand happily. Such a nice boat, right? I mean, you don't have to stand upside down, go to the Himalayas, or you know, stand on one leg like Hiranyakashipu. Just chant, dance, eat and sleep. And you go where? Not to spiritual planets alone. You know, you go to the highest planet, Goloka Vrindavan. Not something ordinary. Not even extraordinary. Something beyond our calculation. So I'd like to stop here. If any question, comment. हरि बोल। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। थैंक यू। हरे कृष्णा।